It was a record-breaking day. The launch of Cunard Summer Cruises has driven the line's busiest booking day in a decade. The Queen Elizabeth will operate scenic cruises along the UK coastline this summer, round trip from Southampton. There will be 13 summer at sea voyages in total, ranging from 3 to 12 nights long. Most will not include stops, but 4 will make port calls such as Liverpool, Belfast, and Newcastle. And Royal Caribbean has extended Quantum of the Seas season in Singapore. Quantum resumed sailings in Asia in December, and her schedule was already extended once through June of 21. Now her Singapore season has been extended again through at least October. Since December, over 50,000 passengers have safely taken over 30 cruises to nowhere aboard Quantum of the Seas. And Cruise Industry News is reporting that the former Bitcoin cruise ship, the MS Satoshi, has been saved from the scrapyard and will sail for a new cruise line. Originally part of the Princess fleet as Regal Princess and then the P&O fleet as Pacific Dawn, the vessel was sold to Ocean Builders, who intended to make it a stationary residential ship off the coast of Panama. The project, however, never came to fruition because of insurance issues and was sold to a scrapyard. Cruise Industry News has learned that Satoshi has been sold to an undisclosed startup and is set to begin service later this year. And on Thursday, Carnival up 1% to 26.86, Royal also up 1 to 86.67, and Norwegian up 0.5%, 27.72. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.